Continuing with our Veteran of the Game presentation brought to you by Lorain County Veteran Services, we've heard from Alan Januzzi, the head coach of the Firelands Falcons, as he announced the Firelands Veteran of the Game. And now joining us at the half is Jeff Holzhauer, the head coach of the Keystone Wildcats, to announce the Keystone Veteran of the Game for tonight. So, Coach, who have you chosen, and why is this young man deserving?
Tonight's Veteran of the Game for Keystone is Jeremy Gerhardiner. He's a junior four, 6'6 post player. Fantastic student athlete, has put in some time in a weight room and time in the off season working on his basketball skills. He's about a 10-10 guy for us, which as a junior I'm thrilled with. He's had a couple games against Buckeye. He was 10-10 for the field. Against Clearview the other day, he was 5-5 from the field. So with those types of stats, I'm trying to get him to shoot the ball a little bit more. And when I say that, that doesn't mean jack the ball up from all over the place, but he needs to be more aggressive offensively. He's doing a great job for us defensively. He's just an overall great kid, great attitude, great leader, and he's a kid that we're going to look for great things the rest of this season and then definitely going into the off season and into a senior year next year. We're expecting great things.
Jeff, I love to hear stories about how a young man and in girls basketball, a young lady has really worked hard at the game. Basketball can come easily to some kids, but I love hearing those stories about the kid who really works hard to improve their craft, and it sounds like Jeremy has done that. He's worked hard to get where he is.
No doubt. And Jeremy, he's a kid that could be a multi-sport athlete for us. Hoping to get him to do track in the spring. And the football staff has been all over him to try to get him to play football. I mean, he's a big athletic kid, and he's physical, so he has so many attributes that can benefit other sports. But he's spent time working on basketball, and I have no problem with that either. He's a kid that we really count on. We count on him this year. And like I said, going into next season, you just need kids like Jeremy Gerhardiner on your roster to have the type of seasons that every coach wants to have.